Commanders, thanks for joining us today and welcome to the 6th episode of Commanders Hub. This is your community manager Ares, and today we'll be talking about the next generation that just landed into the galaxy. Together with the next generation, we also released a new feature, which is Away Teams, so today we have a lot to cover here. As usual, I'm joined by Designer Data, Designer Denzel, and Kinzer. Hey guys, how are you doing?
Doing very well, thank you, Ares.
Yeah, Ares, great to be here. Thank you.
It's wonderful to be here. This is Game Data and Kinzer. I always love talking with everyone.
So, Away Teams, let's talk about this amazing new feature. We announced it during our roadmap update in 2020, and now it's live. Denzel, Data, do you want to talk us through it?
Yeah, Away Teams is really the opportunity to explore the other part of the Star Trek IP, which is your officers on planets doing things, which, you know, is probably the majority of episodes. So, ever since the start of Fleet Command, we've always wanted a way to explain that, to explore that, to celebrate that narratively. And so finally with Away Teams, you're able to send your officers on assignments that are, you know, making first contact, exploring new systems, reaching out to people and solving conflicts in the universe. And you'll also be able to get some cool rewards from that.
So, Data, what a coincidence, huh? This month we are finally releasing Data in-game along with Beverly and Jordi. Can you tell us a bit more about these new officers and anything more we can expect to see? By the way, I'm very excited to finally be able to use Data.
Not a coincidence at all. Data is awesome. Absolutely. It's great to finally have TNG officers in there. The best officers, I would definitely say, and I'm not going to argue on that. Now, these officers are very much built around overcoming great obstacles. You can see on the abilities of already Data, Crusher, and Geordi that we are looking mainly at overcoming armadas and PvE targets, and that will be very much the theme on that group as well. Of course, there's more to come. There's very, very interesting abilities, great synergies as well, and very much looking forward to combining these officers. I'm very much looking forward to actually putting some of my heroes onto my ship.
Yeah, I'd say with this officer group, we've utilized the synergies and the way that they interact and work together better than, I'd say, almost any officer group before. I'm trying to think back. But, you know, and overall, just Data, I'm really jealous. I should have picked a better user handle. I don't think we're getting an Officer Dunsel anytime soon.
I can't claim that Officer Data was modeled after me, unfortunately.
If only. Our dreams.
I've heard that our commanders would like to see more new Federation officers. Can they expect something in the upcoming months?
Yeah, well, as you've seen, we've been able to tap into all these great IPs, and frankly, the reality is the shows have a lot of Federation officers in them. And so as we continue to explore the grand, wonderful universe that is Star Trek, there's a lot more shows with a lot more Federation officers in them. Now, we have set aside some time in the future where we're going to explore, get a chance to branch off and break that up. So it's not going to be just all Federation officers all the time from here on out. But just from in terms of what players want and what players see and the screen names and the famous faces that we like, there's going to be a lot of Federation, but we can promise you some more divergence in the near future. Well, relatively near.
Maybe even some races that we haven't even covered yet.
Ah, forgot about that. That's a great tease. You tease.
The next generation is finally here. We know the community has been asking this for a while, and we are happy to finally bring it to you. We'll have more to come on TNG during the next few months, of course, but Kenzer, can you tell us a bit more about TNG? What will the players have to do this month, and what they can expect for the upcoming months ahead?
To be honest, I'm thrilled. This is really amazing, right? I grew up with Star Trek Next Generation. It's kind of the Star Trek I knew I loved for so long, and it's what I think about from Star Trek's point of view. And what I'm really excited about, the players being able to really enjoy these kind of moments that we all shared, we've watched for years, you know, whether we were watching them on TV when they first came out, or whether we're watching them now as part of, you know, watching Netflix and, you know, the availability of the Next Generation from a worldwide perspective. We have a lot of stories to tell. There are 7 amazing seasons of Next Generation for us to pull from, amazing characters, great narratives, and thrilling villains. And we're going to stage that out over time. When we, you know, this is just our first introduction of Next Generation content into all of Star Trek Fleet Command. And right now we're going to be looking at, you know, integrating that and bringing these characters forth, telling new stories and narratives, telling a great battle pass experience, and using them in this new away mission system that all of you get to enjoy for the first time. Now, and that's just the beginning here in May. We're going to be telling stories now for a few more months. Past May, we have more characters to sell, more amazing things, and more amazing ships for you to find your ways to discover.
This month, we also updated our new player tutorial, and this, of course, will not affect existing players, but is important for the game as well itself. Kinser, do you want to explain to us why it's important and what does it mean for the game?
Yeah, I mean, really, this is very easy to explain. As we thought about new players coming into the game, over the next couple months, and really for the rest of the year and beyond, players will be seeing advertisements, they'll be seeing all of the kind of social media presence we put out together, and all of the focus of the game will be on Next Generation and other kind of prime universe, the mainline Star Trek universe content. So it really made a sense for us to go back and rethink the first time user experience. You know, your first few hours in the game right now, as all of you have been playing it, that's centered on the Kelvinverse, the original trilogy of films, or not original trilogy, but the more recent trilogy of Star Trek films, the Kelvinverse, as it's called, with Chris Pine and et cetera. And those have been amazing for us to use. But as new players come into the game, they're more likely to be looking at the prime Star Trek universe. And we wanted them not to experience a really, what? I don't understand moment as time goes on. So the first-time user experience will be much as you remember it from an experience point of view. You'll go through the same kind of beats and same education process, the same kind of learn how to do this, then this, then this. You'll just be guided by a different set of characters, right? So instead of meeting Scotty in your first few moments and getting to talk to him, instead you'll be hanging out with Geordi LaForge, right? And the kind of beats he has to take you through are much the same, and the rewards are much the same, but the kind of guidance and the kind of characters we're highlighting in that first few hours of play are going to be Next Generation characters instead of Kelvinverse characters.
We are also fixing a bunch of bugs. You can read the full list on the patch notes on our Fleet Command blog. So, Data, Danzel, can you explain to our players how the team prioritizes bug fixes every month?
There's a full dedicated pod just for bug fixing. And you see their results in the tail end of the patch notes every month on the list of bugs, both big and small, that they fixed all the time. We're always looking at the product as a whole. And bug fixes are a major, you know, when people experience bugs and have a problem, that's a major impediment. But also, the game needs to be fresh and exciting for players at all times as well. So both bug fixing and new features are things that always have to be happening both at the same time. And the great thing about game development, well, both that's both a challenge and a great thing, is the people we have working are different specialists and different specializations at each of those avenues. So while some people are better at fixing bugs and doing that work, there's other people that are able to continue, artists and writers that, in particular, other game designers that are focused on making new content and keeping the game fresh and exciting for everyone. So it's always a balancing act, and there's always going to be challenges, and we're never, ever, ever doing as much as we wish we could, but we're absolutely trying and want just players to know that we're working our darndest.
Regarding our latest roadmap update, Commanders, we have been listening to your feedback, and we want to reiterate how important it is for us to make this game accessible and available to all players.
Yeah, part of the wonderful thing about announcing the roadmap in the future is the ability for us to interact with our players instead of us just being in a dark closet and then releasing some feature. The players can see kind of what we're planning and give us their thoughts and we can pivot and change potentially based on that feedback. And something that we want to address with consumable boss is definitely this is a feature that is for all players. The part that's exciting to me as a designer is the ability to now kind of customize your abilities on a moment-to-moment basis. I can pop a consumable buff and do something that maybe counters that hostile more strongly than that guy, or this ship more strongly than that ship in PvP. And so it's much more about customizing your capabilities on a moment-to-moment basis than it is on like having some exclusive thing that nobody can ever get. Everything in Star Trek is going to be available to all players. That is our absolute commitment.
Thanks again for joining us, Dane, Saldeta, and Kinzer. We covered a lot of the new stuff that we added with patch 30. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks for having us. And big thank you as well to the community and our community managers. Whenever we're talking about looking at these new features, whenever we're looking at new bug fixes, your support and your feedback very much feeds into exactly our decision making. So keep it up, bring it on. Looking forward to our next podcast.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Ares. Appreciate everyone. Hello, fans.
If you have any questions, don't hesitate to join our official Discord server. We'll be there to answer them. Until then, live long and prosper, Commanders.